Welcome back to In Depth Podcast, hosted by Barry Mars, Season 3, Episode 9, featuring Chase. Enjoy the show.
Peace, peace, peace. NDEF Podcast, Season 3, Episode 9. Welcome back, everyone. I'm your host, Barry Mars, a.k.a. the Fly Goat, a.k.a. the Beacon of Happiness. I need one more a.k.a. because, you know, 3 is the magic number. But nonetheless, I got a very special guest with me, man. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
What's good? I'm Chase, Mindflex Records. What's up, bro?
No doubt. Peace. Welcome to the pod, bro.
Appreciate you having me on.
No doubt. So first question, I feel like this is going to be a good question to ask you specifically. So studio session, you get to pick one co-producer and 3 other artists to be in the studio with you. Who are you picking?
Wow. We're talking like all time, dead or alive.
Whatever you like, man.
Okay. Co-producer, it's got to be Ninth Wonder.
Ah, yes, sir.
That's my goat. Man, and then 3 other artists. I'm gonna go with D'Angelo. I'm gonna go with Black Thought.
Ooh.
And Nas.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Now, you see, last episode, my boy Furious Style, shout out to him. At that point, he picked the best lineup, but you kind of topped him with what you just said, man.
Well, I, you know.
That's a crazy lineup.
I appreciate that. That's just like, that's my influences, you know. That's probably why we connect on that musical level, because you know what the fuck is up.
No doubt. All right, so that brings me to my next question, man.
Yeah.
If for the rest of your music career, you had to feature just 2 artists on every one of your albums, who would those artists be?
Yeah, I just want to say my friends. As much as it would be great to collab with, like, big people, the problem with that is I can't pick 2 of my friends, because then I'm an asshole. But I guess I'm gonna we'll go sans Mindflex and, you know, the homies.
No doubt.
Yeah. Man, it would probably have to be like Nas and Kendrick, or Nas and Black Thought, one of those.
Word, for sure, yeah. Yeah. I feel that. All right, so I had a question after that, but I'm going to go ahead and ask my 8th question first. So if you could produce music, the music of one artist for the rest of your career, who would you choose?
Wow. That's such a loaded question.
Yeah.
For me, that's such a loaded question because I love, like, artist development so much.
Right.
Like, helping, like, finding what that person needs to get to the next stage in their career. Like, that is, like, one of my greatest joys. So it's sort of hard to pick someone that's already, you know what I mean?
Right. For sure.
In that kind of space. I don't know. That's such an interesting question. I'm like at a complete fucking loss to answer that.
It's all good.
That really stumped me. Man. I really enjoy working, I think, with some of the more of our elder statesmen that I really looked up to when I was younger.
Right.
And particularly those that have really, like, shown me the path into like, you know, hip hop can be like a game of all ages. It's not just like right. a young man's game anymore. Talib being someone that comes to mind that I hugely look up to. Yeah, that would be probably a good example of an artist that I would really enjoy being able to like be a part of the sort of like the back half of a really talented artist career. You know, I feel like that would be a lot of fun at this stage in my life. If not to be developing someone who is unknown, is to kind of be a part of that, you know, like I said, that back half of your career and seeing, you know, what that's like, because that's sort of uncharted territory now.
No, I feel that.
Like Jay-Z and Nas and all these artists like that are of that age and they're still putting out like hits.
Right. Facts.
You know?
No, I definitely feel you as far as like helping out like relatively unknown, but like super talented artists. Cause that's like, that's one of the things that I like doing with like Happy Boys Records, you know, just finding these artists that are like diamonds in the rough. You know what I mean?
Yeah. 100%.
No doubt. All right. So this next question, I got to get my timer out, man, because this is going to be a cool question to see how many you come up with in 10 seconds. But name as many albums as you can with no skips in 10 seconds. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Let's go.
Saba, Care For Me, Nas, Illmatic. Michael Jackson, Thriller.
All right, that's 10 seconds.
Yes.
that's becoming my favorite question to ask. I might have to extend it to like 20 or something, though.
Yeah.
I feel like bonus 10 run. Seconds. Yeah, like 10 seconds is too short to like come up with something like that. But yeah, Mo. All right, so my next question. Okay. So describe the reason behind your name change and the inspiration of your new single, which we're going to play at the end of the pod, Floor.
So the name change was really out of me kind of having a reflective moment in my life, kind of looking at where my headspace was at when I came up with that artist name in the first place.
Uh-huh.
And at the time when I did, like, I wasn't really considering this as like a path. It was more of something just that I really love to do, but I'm so dedicated to music that I sometimes accidentally take things seriously.
Right.
I was really just trying to be a guitar player, and that was like my focus at the time when I came up with the name, and I was on the trajectory to go to music school and do that whole thing.
Right.
That was really my plan. So when I came up with the artist name, it was just sort of like people were doing at that time, and it was such a like backpack rap of like the 2010s era. And when I'm kind of looking at the music I'm making now, I'm like, it's just not reflective. And I felt like, what better way to be reflective of what I'm doing now than just my actual name?
For sure.
So it just felt like it was time, with everything that happened with my last release, Growth. And while that had success, I had a tour and a release show, and COVID happened and everything got shut down, and it left a little bit of a bad taste in my mouth. And I felt like if I was ever going to change and rebrand and kind of start fresh on that side, like, this was the time. And
thanks.
It was really actually like not that long ago that I made the decision to switch. I really was on the fence for a while because I've invested so much into this branding, and but I was like, you know, why not? Because at the end of the day, I care more that my art is being represented the way I want it to than like, how's my SEO ranking on my old website?
Right.
You know what I mean? That's... like, dude, who cares?
I feel that.
You know what I mean? It's not that serious.
No doubt. So, yeah, describe your new single, Mel.
So that song, actually, I've had for a while.
I know. I think you sent that to me a while ago, Mel.
I definitely did, and it probably wasn't even done at that time. I wouldn't even been surprised if it didn't even have a second verse on it yet. It got crafted a little bit over time, and really, that was sort of the beginning of me kind of re exploring being a vocalist solely on music. Like a lot of my stuff, there were songs where you'd hear me rapping and stuff, and then I'd do the hook, or there'd be, you know, one section of it where I'm singing or whatever. But it wasn't me really diving into that. And people that, you know me from my rap stuff might not know that I spent almost 5-6 years doubly that of doing the opposite. You know, I started as a singer songwriter.
All right, that's dope.
I played in bands. I played in punk bands, metal bands, reggae bands, all instruments. That was, you know, my bread and butter back in the day. And again, what I went to college for was guitar. And I think this was me sort of like re-exploring that side of myself and an early sort of idea. And I felt like it was a great song to kind of give people a taste of like where I'm headed. With the album, there's going to be a lot more singing and a lot of stuff where it's just purely that and no rap. And I'm trying to kind of introduce people to the idea that, like, I'm not just a rapper. You know, you're going to hear indie stuff. You're going to hear R&B stuff. You're going to hear rock stuff. You're going to hear stuff that surprises you. You're going to be like, that's not what I expected. But I think that's kind of who I am, is I want to be that person that is always like, whoa. What?
For sure, for you know? Sure.
I don't want to be expected. I don't want to have a thing. And I think that's kind of where I'm trying to head with this. And I feel like Floor is a good example of what I'm trying to show that I can do. And I think, you know, it's a fun little, you know, cute like love song that
no doubt.
You know, I think people can connect with.
No doubt, no doubt. Okay, so next question. What has served as the most rewarding moment of your career so far?
Wow. I think the time that I spent really finding my ability to perform when I had the residency with the Lost Collective with the live band. Really that whole stretch of time, we were booking gigs very regularly. It's the most I'd ever gigged, the most booking I'd ever done in my life.
Right.
Really all of my skills as a music business person, all of my booking skills, my management skills, my planning, marketing, that I learned all of it, you know, through that experience. And I think without that, I don't think I'd be where I am now as an artist. And I needed that very heavily. It's a very important part of my life. You know, just getting to play the type of music that I like to do with the live band is something that I just genuinely enjoy so much. As much as, you know, getting to perform with a DJ, I truly love getting the experience of having a full band there.
Nah, for sure. It's mad fun. I've been able to do that just once, but it was it's an exhilarating feeling, you know what I mean?
It's very empowering. You have a deep connection to it that it's hard to reproduce with the DJ. It can happen in the right environment, but there's something about that I think is it's important. I think sometimes it gets lost in hip hop, and I think it's really important. It is deep importance to me as an artist. Yeah,
nah, definitely agreed, man. Definitely agreed. So next question. If you had the world's attention and had the opportunity to get just one message out to the world, what would that message be?
Patience. For I think sure. We live in a very impatient society. I think I'm extremely guilty of impatience. It's pained me throughout my life, and it's something that I think our generation definitely struggles with.
Right.
Because we grew up, you know, everything's like this, it's moving quick, we get it now. And I think it's patience with the things we want for ourselves, patience with the people around us. You know, I think that's something that's really important.
I definitely agreed, man. And that's something I feel like everyone can adopt, because it seems like, you know, especially in bigger cities, like people are just in a rush, you know, fast paced.
Yeah.
Me, man. I honestly used to be like that with my music. I used to want to get it out so bad. And now it's like, I've been working on a 10-track EP for the last, 4 to 5 months, you know, just taking my time with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's fine, dude. You got to go through your process, particularly when you get to a certain stage in your career. Like, yeah, could you get better as a rapper just like cranking through? But like, do you need to get better as a rapper? No, you're just trying to make the right types of songs, the stuff exactly. that makes you feel something. Like, you're not trying to like actually sharpen your pen. It would be great if you did, but like,
right.
I don't really feel like when you get to a certain stage in your career as an artist, there's really no point in just like constantly cranking out records. Just make quality right. stuff. Write 100 records and put out 10. Like that. That's the way I think about it.
Facts. Like, I think my biggest thing with music these days is how many realities can I create in mm-hmm. my music? Because my music, like, it creates a world, like the kind of music I make.
Yeah.
And with my last project, it was such an experience that now, like, I'm kind of in this space where it's like everything I make now has to be completely different from that album. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it has to be. I can't do anything similar to that album because it was such a moment. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's like my whole thing.
I really
thing
like
music.
That. The whole idea of like really trying to encapsulate one singular experience onto a project and kind of having that as like a monument to that phase of yourself as an artist. Like, I think that's like a really cool way of working.
Nah, facts. That's really what music's all about for me. It's just kind of, you know, the different life phases I go through and just putting that into the music, you know?
That's facts.
For sure, for sure. All right, so this will be an interesting question. What do you think will matter to you the most about music when you're 80 years old?
I think that it made a difference to people. You know, I don't care about like fame and glory. Like, would it be nice to get some accolades? Sure, that would be it would be rewarding, you know, just because I put in so much effort for so many years,
right?
But I think to have made a difference in people's lives and for the way the music has healed me, for it to touch other people the same way, I think that's what I want.
No doubt.
Yeah.
All right, so second to last question. We need to hear some bars, Mal.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was unsure about like which one I should do because like I didn't want to give away anything that was too critical to the storyline of my album right now. And
right.
So I picked one that was a little more general and it's not coming out for a while, but
for sure.
I feel like it's a fun little joint.
No doubt. Let's hear it.
Yeah. Locked in my room, it's been my safe space, quarantine. Long before COVID, I got a long face. Sick world outside of my window, it got me stressed out. Turn off the television, really need to tune out. Tunes on, smoke out until I can't see a thing. Unresponsive in my text chains, hiding in my grief. Go to work, come home, chill and repeat. Smoke an eighth to the face before I go to sleep. I can't see my defeats when I never look up. Got my head in the clouds, listening to my book. And I've been audible on exotic dro. I can't fumble, no. Well, my life is like Madden, only playing games while the real world happens. You should see my car collection on GTA, snapping. Got the Beamer in the bands, couple GDM. Cinnamon might have had that shit if I was working. Catch 22, cancel hustle culture. Stop for a moment and wrote my best music ever. My endeavor's only growing. I've been showing you my greatness as of late. I finally understand that life is not a matrix. Life is what you make it. Shake it when you naked. I ain't playing about my confidence. I'll show you what I'm made of. Looking crispy like the bacon on my plate. I've been munching like it's brunch. Take my girly on a date. Wake up, finally go out. Mimosa in a ginger ale. Smoke a blunt in the alley right next to Bloomingdale's.
Yo. Like, this is, like, right here is where I'm going to put, like, some applause sounds. Like, right here. That joint is fire, bro.
I appreciate you, bro.
Crazy. I'm gonna drop some bombs and all that, man. Like, that was dope. That was fire.
Unpracticed too, because I was a little last minute on that one. But
yeah, that was fire, bro. That was perfect.
I appreciate you, bro.
I rock with that, man. So yeah, we've reached the end of the pod, man. Go ahead, plug yourself in. Anything you got coming out? Anyone you want to shout out? Go for it.
Yeah, so Floor, which is currently only on Spotify, but I'm hoping by Monday it should be on Apple Music and all the other ones.
It's on Apple Music. I listened to it this
It today. Is on it? Okay, yeah, it wasn't earlier, so I'm going to, yeah, that's good. Thank you. I appreciate you. Let me know.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so on streaming platforms, I believe if everything goes as planned, I should be dropping a video for it the following Friday I've been sitting on for a little while. It's a cool little video. And then the week after that, we will be dropping the first of the Mind Flex Flex Tape stuff, which you may be hearing eventually from a certain Mr. Barry Mars as well.
Ah, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You might make an appearance or so.
Man.
You already know, but yeah, that we're ramping up right now. There's a potential that we may be dropping every week for a little while, and potentially also booking a very interesting gig. You get this cool art gallery music space out in Austin, Massachusetts, which is where the Lost Collective got started. That's the roots of all of this craziness that I've been doing for the last few years. So yeah, we got a bunch of big things coming up right now.
No doubt, no doubt. I'm looking forward to it. I'm definitely looking forward to that Mindflex tape for sure, Mel.
Yes, sir.
Bro, we got to do like a Happy Boys Mind Flex like collab tape, bro.
I've been saying, bro, it's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I'm cranking through all this stuff right now because I'm trying to get like the core, like stage one. It's phase one of the Marvel, you know, universe.
Yeah. Yes, sir. You know what I
mean? Yes, I'm trying to get through stage one of the Marvel universe right now, the Mind Flex universe, but, as soon as I get through that, I'm like, I'm ready to start doing a lot more of that kind of stuff, particularly because we're still doing this sort of like flex tape where it's just the idea is like, let's get as many people involved as possible. It's like, hey, let's just make it. Let's do that. You know what I mean?
Not for sure. I feel you. And if you need more verses, I'm with it, bro. For sure.
I know, bro. I'm going to be sending you more stuff. I got stuff in the back of my brain.
No doubt. No doubt. But yeah, thank you for joining the pod, though, bro. I appreciate it for surely, Mel.
Of course, bro. I appreciate you having me on.
No doubt, no doubt. Season 3, Episode 9, In-Depth Podcast. Y'all take it easy. Peace, peace.
Waiting for you. waiting for you, oh, 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 oh. Waiting for you. Tired of waiting, numb to all the fakeness. Pass through my life, won't it fade? Am I so vain? Thinking I deserve you, oh. Pain, beautiful and hopeless. Keep my mind in motion. Building our chains, won't you tell me I'm perfect? No, tell me I'm good. Please hold me close, need the love understood. Flowers bloom on my mind. I can soon all these thoughts waiting my time.
We hope you've enjoyed episode 9 of season 3 of In Depth Podcast featuring Chase. Tune in next week for our season 3 season finale and keep it locked on In Depth Podcast. Want to schedule an interview on In Depth Podcast? Well, now you can. Just follow and DM us on Instagram at In Depth Podcast and schedule your podcast interview today.